Here's your KNDY updated weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun, with fog and spots early today, with daytime highs approaching 52. Northwesterly winds, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 25. Tonight, partly cloudy skies. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, 41.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Trace Tull. A man has been sentenced to life in prison following his conviction in a 2021 homicide at a mobile home park in the Pauline community just south of Topeka. John Kelly Ewing, 64, was sentenced Friday in Shawnee County District Court. He was found guilty by a Shawnee County jury in February of 2023 and was sentenced to life in prison for murder. Ewing is charged in connection with a homicide that occurred on April 27, 2021 at the Coach Light South mobile home park at 801 Southwest 57th Street. Just before noon on December 5th, a sheriff's office canine unit conducted a traffic stop on I-35 for a traffic violation. A narcotics detecting canine was deployed and illegal narcotics were located. Justin C. Barnhart, 43, of Kansas City, Missouri, was taken into custody and was transported to the Osage County Jail facility on requested charges of distribution of methamphetamine and an arrest warrant. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Mono your inflow out at Rusty at Ford. Up to 18,000 off on F-150. Stock number 214710. 24 Mach-E, 299 base payment, 48 months, 7,500 mile per year lease, 7633 down. Stock number 24C548. Sales price, 48,850. 24 Edge, 359 base payment, 36 months, 7,500 miles per year lease, 39,96 down. Stock number 214026. Sales price, 35,999. 24 F-150, 349 base payment, 36 months, 7,500 miles per year lease, 47.50 down. Stock number 24T653. Sales price, 47,500. 20 Farm Bronco Sport, 199 base payment, 36 months, 7,500 miles per year lease, 50.07 down. Stock number 24T746. Sales price, 33,380. Visit Rusty at Ford or RustyAtFord.com.
Absolutely unbeatable.
Offers cannot be combined. See store for details. Must finance with Ford Motor Credit.
A teen was cited for driving while using a cell phone after he was injured in a rollover crash yesterday in Manhattan. The single vehicle crash was reported around 12:45 yesterday afternoon in the 2500 block of Marlette Avenue. Raleigh County PD listed 17-year-old Malachi Cassay of Manhattan as the driver of the vehicle that crashed. Officials reported that Cassay was distracted and lost control of his vehicle, resulting in the crash. Just before 10:30 in the morning on December 5th, a deputy with the Shawnee County Sheriff's Office attempted to conduct a traffic stop on a white Toyota Avalon with an expired plate near Northeast Twiss Avenue and Northeast Sardo Avenue. That's according to Deputy Abigail Christian. During the investigation, a canine unit assisted and illegal narcotics were located. The passenger, Daniel L. Carpenter, 61, of Topeka, was arrested and booked into the Shawnee County Department of Corrections on requested charges of possession of opiate, opium, narcotic, or certain stimulant, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Whether you're a full-time rancher or part-time adventure seeker, make sure your ATV, UTV, quad, or side-by-side are protected. At Blue Valley Insurance, we carry a range of policies that cover different types of risk to your off-road vehicles. Maybe someone gets injured, property gets damaged, or a collision with a vehicle or fence. The right insurance can help with out-of-pocket costs. Ride with confidence, knowing you're protected with Blue Valley Insurance of Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the legal challenges on two of Nebraska's medical cannabis petitions may be finally coming to a close after the Lancaster County District Court judge has overruled the two final attempts to amend that legal challenge. It is, according to the Nebraska Examiner, the five-page order that came out on Thursday last week from the District Judge Susan Strong had denied the request from John Kuhn, a former state senator and former state board of health member who brought the initial lawsuit, along with the Nebraska Secretary of State Bob Ebnen, to amend their complaints. According to the district judge, Strong said the amendments would not affect the outcome of the lawsuit that she had already dismissed last week, for which she had already anticipated some of the legal arguments, as the dismissal upheld the ballot certification of two different measures from the Nebraskans for Medical Marijuana campaign to legalize and regulate the drug within the state of Nebraska. The new cannabis laws in Nebraska are set to take effect starting on December 12th.
Drive home a great deal today. At Midwest Kia, we're excited to help you kick off a season of new traditions with a year-end sales event you won't want to miss. For a limited time only, if you find an ornament on the windshield of any new Kia, you'll have found thousands in extra savings. Explore our selection with over 300 new Kias available, all backed by Kia's 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty for unbeatable peace of mind. Plus, our simple, transparent, and fast buying process means you'll spend less time at the dealership and more time enjoying your new ride. Don't miss out. Visit Midwest Kia today and celebrate the season of new traditions with savings you won't want to pass up. Come to Midwest Kia and see why people are singing.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
See dealer for details. Offers expire month end. Warranties a limited powertrain warranty. Subject to credit approval.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners meeting last week recessed to executive session multiple times for nearly 2 hours with no binding decisions made. Commissioners unanimously approved payment for a generator for Pottawatomie County Rural Water District Number 3 for the Marshall County services in the amount of $38,000 out of American Rescue Plan funds. Andrew Lohman, who's been serving as Marshall County Attorney and Marysville City Prosecutor, has left for a post with the Kansas Solicitor General in Topeka. Luke Sunderland, with Sunderland and Mishler of Sabetha, will assume the county attorney post, while Aaron Westbrook was recently appointed city prosecutor. A tax sale in Washington County Monday generated $71,520 from six properties with delinquent taxes that were not redeemed by property owners. $41,000 was top bid for a property at 613 Woodland Drive in Washington, with two others in Clifton, one each in Barnes and Hanover. Initially, 34 properties were identified for the tax sale. The remainder were caught up. The last Washington County tax sale was held in February last year. Gage County Extension introduced Agent Carly Applegarth at the last Board of Supervisors meeting. She will serve as Food and Nutrition Director. Gage County Sheriff would like to hire a couple of new deputies, with several others that were approaching retirement. The jail director provided an update, noting that hiring an architect may be a next step if that route is chosen. A volunteer group has undertaken reconstruction of the Marshall County Veterans Memorial Wall in Marysville. The original plaques were falling off and have been removed. Those still at the memorial are available for veterans or their family if they want to pick those up. New plaques are being created, and other improvements are planned.
I also just want to thank everybody that's helped us get the wall back in good shape or trying to work on it. There's been several individuals, you know, that we can be proud of, and it'll last in the future. This will be a long process, you know, so if everybody kind of would be patient, and we'll try to keep everybody informed as we're moving along for what's going on, how we want to do a fundraiser, maybe just different phases of the project as it goes.
Lynn Runnebaum of Marysville is among volunteer organizers. He was a recent guest on our KNDY Public Affairs program. You can join the entire conversation, available as a podcast download, on our website at kndyradio.com.
We are going to want to try and take and raise some money somehow. There will not be any charge to any of the veterans that's names on the wall to get the plaques replaced. We're going to try and get some donors to help with us on that and go from there. But we just had, like I say, we needed to make the memorial safe to get rid of the loose plaques so that somebody didn't come up there and then have a plaque fall off and hit him in the foot or leg or whatever. And that has all been done. All the plaques are removed from the wall. And then we will go ahead and try and get a electronic version of the applications to have the new plaques made and stuff like that. How the committee is going to fasten, what kind of material they're going to put back. It's all undetermined as of now. It's going to be a long process to get everything done, but we want to go ahead and do enough research and enough checking that we're doing it the right way and to make sure that it's going to last a long time. We will have to go ahead and do some fundraisers, and we will have to try and get some money, because it's not going to be, it's going to be an expensive project to get it back in shape, but we want to have it something that the veteran's going to be proud of and the community can be proud of.
Lonnie D. Meyer, age 61, formerly of Blue Springs, passed away December 3rd. Funeral service is planned Wednesday, 11 a.m. at the Wymore Church of Christ. Nernment in the Blue Springs Cemetery, slated for January 31st, with a visitation Monday from 1 until 8. Family will greet friends from 6 until 8. Then a visitation again Tuesday from 10 to 5. Hathel Laughlin Hovett Funeral Home in Wymore in charge of arrangements for Lonnie Meyer. He had served as Blue Springs mayor for 25 years.
We know the scenario. Your Wi-Fi is being shared between two televisions, streaming Netflix, smart devices scattered throughout your home, multiple smartphones, and you have a Zoom meeting you're trying to connect to. Take the frustration out of your Wi-Fi with Blue Valley Technologies' worry-free Wi-Fi service. Our advanced router with a 24/7 support team can help your home network run smoothly. For more information, call 877-876-1228.
Don't miss the biggest sale of the year at Twin Rivers Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram in Beatrice. For a limited time, take advantage of 0% APR on Jeep Grand Cherokee, Grand Cherokee 4XE and Wrangler, 10% off MSRP on Jeep Gladiator, 15% off MSRP on Ram 1500 and 1500 Classic, $3,000 bonus cash on Ram 25 and 3500 models, now at Twin Rivers Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram, West Court Street in Beatrice.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Partly sunny skies today with our highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Mostly cloudy skies overnight tonight with our lows in the lower to upper 20s. Staying sunny and cooler throughout the day on Tuesday with our highs in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Northwest winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 20. There will be a slight chance for some snow showers over Tuesday night. Mostly cloudy with our lows in the upper teens and lower 20s. Northwest winds between 5 and 10 and gusting as high as 20. Sunshine throughout Wednesday with our highs in the upper 20s and lower 40s. Then partly cloudy skies and chillier throughout Wednesday night with our lows in the lower to upper teens. Still some sunshine as we head into Thursday with our highs in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Then partly cloudy skies into Thursday night with our lows in the upper teens and lower 20s. Partly sunny skies as we head into Friday, temperatures warming up again with our highs in the upper 30s and upper 40s. Then mostly cloudy skies into Friday night with our lows in the mid to upper 20s. Sunny with highs in the 40s on Saturday. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-December 45, record high on this date 66. The average low 24 and the record low 9 below zero. Sunrise this morning 7:36. Sunset this evening at 5:04.
The term 20/20 vision is often misconstrued as perfect eyesight. We will explain why that's not exactly the case on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So, what's stopping you? Your membership gives you access to the state's largest and most influential advocacy organization, the Voice of Agriculture in Topeka, Washington, D.C., and counties across the state. You'll also be helping build strong, prosperous communities through agriculture advocacy and education. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
In August of last year, Kansan Audra Clark was involved in a motor vehicle accident. While she only suffered some bumps and bruises, scan results indicated she had two masses on her brain. She is the single mother of four beautiful children, and her quest continues to become a registered nurse. We ask for your prayers for Audra, and if you would, please donate to assist her in this medical fight. Visit Audra Support Squad on Facebook. That is Audra Support Squad. Again, Audra Support Squad. This message of support is organized by Justin Clark and Lindsay Meyer. With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, December 9th, the 344th day of the year. Actors Red Fox, Kirk Douglas, and Beau Bridges were all born on this day. We'd like to discuss how 20/20 came to be the term for good visual acuity. It all started with a 19th century Dutchman who invented the eye chart with a big E at the top. It was designed to be read from a distance of 20 feet, which is the constant numerator in the equation. The denominator, or second number, measures you against a standard score. 20/40, for example, means you can see from 20 feet what someone with standard sight can see from 40 feet. The best eyesight ever measured, by the way, was an Aboriginal Australian who scored a 20 over 5. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Happy holidays from Reflections in downtown Marysville, your locally owned Hallmark Gold Crown store. This is Sharon Kramer, and during the holiday shopping season, stop to see what Reflections has to offer. Toys for the kids and keepsake ornaments that bring joy. KU, K-State, and Chiefs gear for the sports fan. Hallmark cards, Yankee and Woodwick candles for any occasion, and more. Locally owned in downtown Marysville, shop what Reflections has to offer this holiday season.
C&W Farm Supply is looking for an experienced ag mechanic to join their New Holland dealership in Cortland, Kansas. The ag mechanic will diagnose and repair ag and light construction equipment in the shop and perform service calls in the field. Earn $20, $35 per hour, plus health insurance, paid time off, profit sharing, paid holidays, and more. For more information about this service technician position, call Carrie at 308-737-9449. Connecting resources, providing small businesses with human resource solutions.
Ag news from the Mid-American Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, climate change and climate change initiatives continue to be a focal point in the agricultural industry, with climate change adaptation, nutrition, and farm income are all key research goals that many scientists around the world have been focusing on. However, in countries like Ghana, it is hard to get grants to focus on those initiatives. As Peter Kelly, the chair of Grow Further, says that they have two projects they're working on, developing an app for countries like Tanzania for farmers to identify crop disease in maize and Bambara groundnut breeding projects in Ghana.
This is to create the first commercial variety of this crop, which has long been neglected in research. It's nutritious. It works well under adverse conditions. It improves the lives of women farmers. It has a lot of advantages, but low yields and neglected from a research perspective. So developing the first commercial variety will make a big difference.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier.
Drive home a great deal today. At Midwest Kia, we're excited to help you kick off a season of new traditions with a year-end sales event you won't want to miss. For a limited time only, if you find an ornament on the windshield of any new Kia, you'll have found thousands in extra savings. Explore our selection with over 300 new Kias available, all backed by Kia's 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty for unbeatable peace of mind. Plus, our simple, transparent, and fast buying process means you'll spend less time at the dealership and more time enjoying your new ride. Don't miss out. Visit Midwest Kia today and celebrate the season of new traditions with savings you won't want to pass up. Come to Midwest Kia and see why people are singing.
We want to see you.
See dealer for details. Offers expire month end. Warranties a limited powertrain warranty. Subject to credit approval.
Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Whether it's applied in a cornfield or the nation's dairy barns, precision technology is reshaping the ag industry for the better. Hosting Association USA's Bob Severa.
From genomic technology to robotic milking systems, electronic identification tags to activity monitors, innovation is everywhere in the dairy business today. Progress made over the past decade has been remarkable. Just ask Dr. Jason Osterstock. He's vice president of precision animal health for Zoetis.
It's hard to anticipate where we are today. I think one of the things for me as a scientist, the way we thought we would utilize the technology in 2010, it's completely different than how we're leveraging it today.
And that's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken.
Friday night basketball scores and girls action. Marysville took Sabetha 33-24. Clay Center held off Riley County 52-36. The Lloyd girls topped Concordia 60-46. Rock Creek over Jeff County North, 61-19. Hanover girls beat Thayer Central, 42-27. Frankfort topped
Pawnee City 63-9, while Centralia beat Nemahal Central 46-24. Delaware Odell girls over HTRS 55-40, and Palmyra beat Southern 42-39. In boys play, Marysville over Sabetha 57-38. Clay Setter took Riley County 71-48. Double overtime, Concordia hedges Beloit 67-65. Abilene down Circle 79-56. Rock Creek boys over Jeff County North 70-22. Hanover fell to Thayer Central 50-37. Frankfort drops a game to Pawnee City 56-48. Nemahal Central over Centralia 49-19. Diller Odell beat HTRS 45-35. And Southern took Palmyra 48-43. Monday night tip-off, Lynn at Elyria Christian in the Basketball Classic. Tuesday night tip-off, Hanover hosting Nemahal Central girls and boys play live on KNDY FM 95.5, on air, online, and on our mobile app.
Marysville Bulldogs sweep the Sabetha Blue Jays in Friday night basketball action. Marysville boys dominate 57-38. Willow Top 23 points, including 12 of 12 free throws in the second half. And 15 of 16 free throws on the night, as Marysville had 23 of 29 unofficially at the line. Connor Lee, second high with 13 points. Rhett Wurtenberger drops in four trays with a dozen, as Marysville boys improved to 2-0 in the season. No Sabetha Blue Jay in double figures, led by reserve Mitchell Kramer with 8 points. 57-38 final. Marysville girls win a hard-fought affair, 33-24. Battled all night long, led by Lindsey Dressen with 15 points. She was the only player double figures for either team, as the MHS girls even their season mark 1-1, winning 33-24 at Sabetha. Next action, North Central Kansas League opener Friday. Marysville hosting Clay Setter. Reporting for KNDY Sports, I'm Bruce Dierking.
Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The Four Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details. Create a tropical paradise indoors with one of many palms suited to growing in your home. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Most palms require bright light. Place them in front of a sunny window or a brightly lit corner or wall. Water thoroughly just as the soil surface begins to dry. Keep the soil slightly moist, like a sponge that's been wrung out. Overwatering can cause root rot, and underwatering results in brown tips and fronds. Increase the humidity around your plant by filling the saucer with pebbles and water. Place the pot on the pebbles above the water. As the water evaporates, it increases the humidity around the plants. Fertilize actively growing plants with a slow-release houseplant fertilizer according to label directions. Repot plants every year or two as they outgrow their containers. Move the plant into a pot no more than 1 or 2 inches larger in diameter. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Whether you're planting your first vegetable garden or looking to add a bit of pizzazz to your landscape, I'd like to help. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Visit MelindaMyers.com. You'll find my gardening tips, videos, audio segments, and the Ask Melinda section with my answers to your frequently asked questions. Plus, check out the plant profiles and planting guides for help selecting the right plant for your growing conditions and garden design. Have fun and be successful in your garden. Visit MelindaMyers.com.
Many would say Sedona, Arizona is a beautiful place with a beautiful and unique name. But where did that name come from? The origin of the title and how this place grew to be a draw for visitors is next on The American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Why do some small towns thrive while others decline? What influences young people to live and work in some communities but not in others? How can local citizens work together to make a positive difference in their community? Andrew McCrae's latest book is here, The Total Town Makeover. Get your copy today at AmericanCountryside.com. Just click on Books at the top of the page. You'll find all of Andrew's books there, books like American Countryside, The Man Who Was President for a Day, and God's Perfect View. They're based on Andrew's radio broadcasts and are perfect for you and make great gifts. Log on today at AmericanCountryside.com.
Nate Myers is the director of the Sedona Historical Society and Heritage Museum. He says many folks who come to this area believe Sedona to be a Native American word. That would be incorrect.
The original postmaster of town was T.C. Schnebley, and he wanted to name the town Schnebley Hill or Oak Creek Flats or some very long names, and the Postal Service came back to him and said, no, they're too long. We need one word. It needs to fit on a cancellation stamp.
He was out of ideas until a family member had a suggestion that perhaps helped the postmaster's marriage.
His brother said, hey, why don't you name it after your wife? His wife's name was Sedona. And so that's how Sedona got its name. The original post office here was named after Sedona Arabella Miller Schnebley.
Sedona was a unique name, even for that day. But it is the postmaster's wife who this town is named for. But she is remembered for much more.
Sedona Schnebley was a really impressive woman. She was part of the Women's Christian Temperance Union, which pushed hard for prohibition and helped bring about prohibition in Arizona in 1915, which was about 5 years before national prohibition came in.
And her work expanded further from there.
So for the first time in American history, you have a large population of women who are politically active, which helps with the suffrage movement and helps bring about the 19th Amendment, giving women the right to vote as well. So right here in Sedona, tiny little Sedona, there is a woman who's involved in two of the biggest political movements of the 20th century.
Of course, many people arrive here today for the scenic beauty, and the postmaster's family had a hand in that as well. It's next time as we travel the countryside. In Sedona, Arizona, I'm Andrew McCrae.
Another growing season to northern climates. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. A deep winter greenhouse produces vegetables without using artificial light and fossil fuels as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Check out our full lineup of Successful Farming podcasts. The Successful Farming podcast goes in-depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts.
This year, American farmers will harvest 2.8 billion bushels of wheat and 15.1 billion bushels of corn. And to this day, American road workers have built 4.2 million miles of roads and counting. We're proud that John Deere machines rolling off the line here in the USA play a part in supporting Americans who work the land and build a better tomorrow. Nothing runs like a Deere. Learn more at johndeere.com/manufacturing.
The days are short and temperatures frigid. Salad greens are being harvested in Minnesota. The University of Minnesota is developing self-standing deep winter greenhouses that use minimal fossil fuels and artificial light. This allows small farmers in northern climates to grow crops year-round at a much lower cost than in a traditional four-season greenhouse. Greg Schwazer is the director of Sustainable Agriculture and Food Systems. He says the building is heavily insulated and features a sloped south-facing glazing wall that allows in the maximum amount of solar energy on the coldest day of the year.
The sunlight coming in hits it at a 90-degree angle, so the most amount of sunlight possible goes into the greenhouse instead of deflects off. It's just solar heat. It comes in, and then there's a large intake manifold at the top, which as that heat rises, it sucks it underground into a rock bed. And so the rock bed stores that heat, and then there's another manifold on the other side, an outtake manifold that allows that heat to come out at night when it's cold.
The underground heat kicks on when the temperature inside the greenhouse drops to about 40 degrees. They open the vents when the inside temperature climbs to 80 degrees during the day.
He says the design works well for salad green mixes.
About 24 salad green crops can thrive in that condition without extra light. And so without using a lot of extra heat and energy to put in grow lights, you can grow any number of brassicas, lettuces, pea shoots. People are starting to experiment with tomatoes. I think they have some ginger and turmeric.
Farmers using this technology can start their produce early and get a jump start on the market season. Learn more about deep winter greenhouses at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
2 Corinthians 9:7 reads, "Each one must give as he has decided in his heart, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver." Hi, I'm Rob West of the Faith and Finance Minute. Our friends at Christian Stewardship Network often talk about giving that God accepts, a reminder that not all giving is acceptable to God. No amount of giving can influence God. He already owns 100% of anything you give back. We mislead ourselves if we think our gifts, in and of themselves, please God and qualify us for His blessing. If you give your time and treasure to God just so you can feel good about yourself, it gains you nothing. True, He's pleased by your generosity, but only if it's accompanied by humility. Manage your finances wisely with the easy-to-use FaithFi app. Download FaithFi, Faith and Finance, from your app store or learn more at faithfi.com.
Purdue University ag economists find optimism in farm country today on Farm to Fork. Hurricanes Helene and Milton happened almost back-to-back, devastating a huge swath of the southeastern United States. Many farms and farming communities were affected. The American Red Cross and other organizations are accepting donations for relief efforts in those stricken communities. They can use your support. There's a link on the homepage at NorthShoreProductions.com if you'd like to help.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
People have clearly gotten a lot more optimistic these last 2 months, both before the election and then following through the presidential election.
That's Jim Mintert, head of the Center for Commercial Agriculture at Purdue University, in response to the November edition of the Purdue and CME Group Ag Economy Barometer. He says the November results were expected to be more optimistic, but not that much more.
You know, at that time, we attributed part of it to the fact that we had such strong yields in much of the U.S., especially in the Corn Belt, pretty good harvest weather, et cetera. And I think that probably was a contributing factor again, but not enough to give us the kind of boost that we saw.
Mintert's colleague, Michael Langemeyer, says he can understand what farmers are thinking about future expectations.
But the index of current conditions is a little bit more of a head scratcher because I would think that one would be more based on the fundamentals, and the fundamentals haven't changed all that much.
Langemeyer says farmer optimism a few years out means looking past what's happening now.
We are seeing maybe slight decline in break-evens, but the key word is slight there, and prices look like they're going to be similar, if not maybe a little bit higher than the current prices, but not much higher. And so 24 and 25, from a financial projection standpoint, look like pretty tough years for crop farmers.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
For top quality clothing that fits a busy lifestyle, Valley Vet Supply has you covered from head to toe. Fashionable options for the show arena to top quality workwear for on the farm. Choose from trusted brands like Bernie, Ariat, Cinch, and Wrangler in men's, women's, and kids' options. More than supplies for your operation, swing by Valley Vet Supply in Marysville today and find the style that fits you.
Valley Vet Supply.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, there's been a new collaborative study that's officially been released to the agricultural industry from the company of Enview in partnership with the United States Geological Survey, showing that annual grass invasion and what its impact may have on soil carbon loss across the plains region, across the Mid-America flyover states, and the U.S. rangelands overall. As according to Justin Hossfeld, the sixth-generation rancher out of Wyoming, is the national sales manager for the company of Enview Range and Pasture.
What they found was, during this very exhaustive study, that when an ecosystem converts to an annual grass monoculture, or an annual grass ecosystem, if you will, we lose up to 49% of the carbon, which could equal 75 metric tons per acre of carbon that was once very stable and sequestered in that soil. These perennial plants have a very deep, long root system, and they can nodulize that carbon very stably and very deep. But when the annual grasses move in and they start to remove that perennial presence or reduce that perennial presence, then that carbon starts to become at risk and be exposed.
He goes on to say that rather than the typical 30 centimeters, Hossfeld noted that the study took a much deeper look at the soil to a depth of 3 feet. And so, does grazing hurt the carbon in those soils overall?
Grazing actually promotes the plant to regrow, and when a plant regrows, it puts on more roots, and so it actually has more of a warehouse underneath. But it needs to be proper and sustainable grazing. So when we take a look at, like, our product Rejuvra, which can help us stop that invasion and stop that conversion from a perennial system to an annual system, that along with targeted, well-managed grazing can help that perennial ecosystem create that warehouse underground and start to put that carbon back.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
We want to see you in your perfect ride. We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Drive home a great deal today. At Midwest Kia, we're excited to help you kick off a season of new traditions with a year-end sales event you won't want to miss. For a limited time only, if you find an ornament on the windshield of any new Kia, you'll have found thousands in extra savings. Explore our selection with over 300 new Kias available, all backed by Kia's 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty for unbeatable peace of mind. Plus, our simple, transparent, and fast buying process means you'll spend less time at the dealership and more time enjoying your new ride. Don't miss out. Visit Midwest Kia today and celebrate the season of new traditions with savings you won't want to pass up. Come to Midwest Kia and see why people are singing.
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
See dealer for details. Offers expire month end. Warranties a limited powertrain warranty. Subject to credit.
Farmers, you work year-round to make the most of your harvest. Proper soil management, planting practices, and due diligence at harvest. Don't let a worn, torn, and ragged grain tarp cost you in the end. Blue Valley Trailers in Waterville has a full line of replacement Serco tarps for grain trucks, trailers, carts, or wagons. With manual or electric options, safeguard the quality and value of your harvest against the elements. Also offering repair options, stop by Blue Valley Trailers in Waterville for a full line of trusted Serco tarps.
Bulls are dangerous and can quickly become aggressive. Reading their behavior and knowing how to react can save you from injury on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Check out our full lineup of Successful Farming podcasts. The Successful Farming podcast goes in-depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts.
This year, American farmers will harvest 2.8 billion bushels of wheat and 15.1 billion bushels of corn. And to this day, American road workers have built 4.2 million miles of roads and counting. We're proud that John Deere machines rolling off the line here in the USA play a part in supporting Americans who work the land and build a better tomorrow. Nothing runs like a Deere. Learn more at johndeere.com/manufacturing.
That his halter broke and has been raised as a pet may be gentle, but keep in mind it's still an animal you have to respect and never trust him, no matter how tame.
Ryan Walker is a livestock consultant at the Noble Research Institute. He says bulls are stubborn and will get upset when you make them do something they don't want to do. At any given time, they can suddenly decide they don't like you and become aggressive. So how do you know if you're pushing the bull too far? Watch its eyes.
You can always tell when a bull is uneasy with someone being around them when they're always watching you. So when you look at their eyes and they follow your movement all over, then they want to know where you're at because they feel uncomfortable with you. When they get real alert and feel like they want to do something about it, their eyes get really big. Versus a bull that feels real comfortable and real easy, they're going to be less alertive.
A bull that's telling you to go away might also paw at the ground. Walker says sometimes it's just a warning, but it's best not to find out. To avoid being cornered by 2,000 pounds of angry, be prepared for it.
You always want to put yourself in a position where, if need be, you can climb a fence. Don't ever get in an area where you can't get behind an obstacle, like a hay bale ring or a feeder, or you can't climb a fence. That's number one.
Walker says the best way to avoid confrontation with a bull is to handle it in a low-stress manner and maintain your distance. When you need to move it, such as from the pasture to a trailer, bring a few other cattle along. The bull will be less likely to resist because it's with company. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about staying safe around bulls at agriculture.com.
Attention farmers and livestock owners. Looking for top quality feed and essential supplies for your animals? Look no further than Home City Grain. Offering a wide variety of feed options for small and large livestock, as well as smart lick tubs, perfect for providing essential nutrients to your herd. Contact Home City Grain today at 785-799-3326 or find them online at homecitygrain.com for up-to-the-minute grain bids, weather outlook, and more.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. Collaboration on K-State's campus is a common occurrence, especially when it comes to benefiting farmers and ranchers. Associate professor in K-State's Department of Industrial and Manufacturing Systems, Supreme Das, explains the project he is working on with Raj Khosla, Department Head of Agronomy, to develop nanosensors.
This award is based on the National Science Foundation's something called Global Center to solve some of the global challenges. And that's where my vision of working with Raj and a highly interdisciplinary team here in K-State to develop a bunch of sensors that are really in a pressing need to solve some of the problems in agriculture. So this is called NSF Global Center Award.
Supreme discusses how their expertise contributes to the same outcome.
As we know, Raj always talks about the crop productivity. Now, that's what they care about at the end of the day, where we think from the very different approach, can we understand these type of materials by using which we can develop sensors that Raj care about for agriculture again. And that's the common interest. We come from very different background, but at the end of the day, our goal is the same.
He says how small this equipment is and how they use it.
These are called nanosensors. Actually, these are sensors made by nanoscale materials. And in my lab, we play very actively on making these materials. We make sure that these materials are really, really nanoscale. A nano is 1/1,000,000,000th of a meter. It's so tiny, you cannot see anything. But we do a lot of characterizations to make sure that this is in a nanoscale materials. But what we, at the end of the day, do is that to take these materials and make millimeter by millimeter those type of sensors where we actively monitor how the nitrate is getting sensed by these materials. And that's the fundamental approach of developing these nitrate sensors, for example.
That was Supreme Das, Associate Professor in K-State's Department of Industrial and Manufacturing Systems, with information on how he is beginning nanosensor work for agriculture. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
The Manhattan Commission Company, Manhattan, Kansas, will be holding a special stock cow sale Wednesday, December the 11th, starting at 11 a.m. on the cow-calf pairs, followed by the breeding bulls, bred heifers, and the spring calving cows. Consignments include 37 choice Red Angus, Charlotte Cross, AI bred heifers for mid-February calving. There will be 50 fancy Angus and black-white-faced bred heifers. They're bred low birth weight Angus bulls for February-March calves. Be 42 fancy Sim Angus heifers. They're AI bred for February 10th calves. We will have over 300 black-white-faced Red Angus and Charlotte Cross cows. They're 3 to 8 years old. They're bred for February to April calving. Plus 175 black-white-faced and Red Angus fall calving cow-calf pairs. They're 2 to 7 years old. They'll have September to November calves by side. Breeding bulls offered include 6 red and black Simmental and 1 Angus bull. They're 22 to 24 months of age. For more information on this special cow sale, Wednesday, December the 11th, starting at 11 a.m. at the Manhattan Commission Company, please call 800-834-1029 or check our website at mcclivestock.com.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier as we move through a Monday today. Markets getting ready to wrap up in just a little bit. We are still staying pretty consistent on the board. Mixed but mostly higher in the grain markets right now. Corn and wheat higher. Soybeans lower. Livestock, we are still seeing some mostly higher numbers on the board there as well, although they are starting to slow down just a bit. In the corn market, though, December corn is up 3 cents at 4.33¾. March corn up by a penny at 4.41, even a bushel. In the wheat market, December KC wheat's up 4¾ at 5.42, even, with the March up by 3¼ at 5.57, even a bushel. Oats today, March oats are up 8¼ at 3.67½¢. Over on the soybeans today, January beans are down in the red. They're down now 5 cents at 9.88¾. March beans down by 4½ cents at 9.94¾. Looking at the soybean meal, December's up $1.90 at 285.70, with the January up 2½ at 289.80. And the soybean oil slightly lower here. December's down 15 cents at 42.63, with the January oil down 34 cents at 42.63. Quick look at your cotton market today. March cotton is in the green 3 pennies at 70.14. The May down 3 pennies at 71.32. U.S. dollar index today, we have the December index down almost a penny at 106.03. The March is down slightly as well at 105 at 72. The euro sitting at 105, with the Japanese yen at 66 cents. 30-year bonds for December, they're down about a quarter of a point to 119.80. And the 10-year notes right now sitting down just slightly at 111.02 overall. Stock market today has been mostly lower across the board, as the Dow Jones is currently sitting down 113 points at 44,005 at 28. We have the S&P down by 24 points. The Nasdaq in the red by 73 at 19,786.
Drive home a great deal today. At Midwest Kia, we're excited to help you kick off a season of new traditions with a year-end sales event you won't want to miss. For a limited time only, if you find an ornament on the windshield of any new Kia, you'll have found thousands in extra savings. Explore our selection with over 300 new Kias available, all backed by Kia's 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty for unbeatable peace of mind. Plus, our simple, transparent, and fast buying process means you'll spend less time at the dealership and more time enjoying your new ride. Don't miss out. Visit Midwest Kia today and celebrate the season of new traditions with savings you won't want to pass up. Come to Midwest Kia and see why people are singing.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
See dealer for details. Offers expire month end. Warranties a limited powertrain warranty. Subject to credit.
If you enjoy and have experience repairing ag and small construction equipment, come to work for C&W Farm Supply, the New Holland dealership in Cortland, Kansas, as their new service technician. Earn $20 to $35 per hour, plus health insurance, paid time off, profit sharing, paid holidays, and more. To apply for this service tech position, call or text Kerry at 308-737-9449. Connecting resources, providing small businesses with human resource solutions.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. Investors have opened the week in retreat. Going into the midday, the Dow Jones was down 87 points, while the S&P and the NASDAQ composite had each given up about 0.4%. Tech comes out on top for this year's annual Management Top 250 ranking of U.S. companies, with Apple securing the number one slot from Microsoft, which dropped down to number three. Software company NVIDIA came in at number two. Intel rose to number four. Holiday shoppers, be warned. The window to ship your gifts before Christmas Day is closing fast. The U.S. Postal Service has set a cutoff date of December 18th for ground and first-class shipping and December 21st for priority mail. The runaway train that is Wicked may have sparked a new interest in the 1939 movie that it sprang from. A pair of ruby slippers worn by Judy Garland during the filming of The Wizard of Oz was auctioned off over the weekend for $28 million. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Don't miss the biggest sale of a year at Twin Rivers Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram in Beatrice. For a limited time, take advantage of 0% APR on Jeep Grand Cherokee, Grand Cherokee 4XE and Wrangler, 10% off MSRP on Jeep Gladiator, 15% off MSRP on Ram 1500 and 1500 Classic, $3,000 bonus cash on Ram 25 and 3500 models. Now at Twin Rivers Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram, West Court Street in Beatrice.
KNDY.